It's Thursday, the 27th of February, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The remains of the late founding father, Dr. Sam Nujoma, have arrived at Parliament Gardens, where they will lie in state overnight. Mourners have been gathering throughout the day to pay their respects, with many expressing deep sorrow and gratitude for his contributions to Namibia. Our team's Leonard Witbeen spoke to several Windhoek residents who described the moment as emotional and historic.
My name is Johanna Mvula. I'm 13 years old. I school at Namthuni Primary School. We are here to bring more memories about our founding father, Dr. Sam Nujoma Shapishuna. He gave us independence and gave us freedom.
My name is Zenith Amani Paulino, and I school at Emmanuel Shivili Secondary School. One thing I'll always remember is that he is the reason we are here. He is the reason why we have independence.
My name is Esther Mianu. I'm from Yanyonkar, Afrikaner, and I'm 15 years old. This really means a lot because our founder father just died. So we are here to honor him because of everything he did. If not for him, by now we might not have education. So he really fought for us. So we are really proud that he's our founder father. So we are here to honor him, respect him, and to give him a good goodbye.
The Namibia Civil Aviation Authority has implemented temporary airspace restrictions to ensure safety and security during the mourning and funeral proceedings for the late founding father. The restrictions, effective from 27 February to the 2nd of March 2025, apply within Namibia's flight information region and are being enforced through air traffic control management. Speaking on the matter, NACC Executive Director Tosca Sem confirmed that all flights will be directed according to designated corridors and altitude limits.
We have received adequate cooperation from the airlines, specifically the scheduled airlines, as well as those airlines that are overflying over our airspace. In order for us to ensure that commercial flights are not affected, the Namibia Civil Aviation Authority has placed a notice to the airmen with regard to the usage of the airspace. Yes, we acknowledge that there could be a delay, and we sincerely apologize to the flying public for that inconvenience. However, this is industry practice, as a Namibian nation is paying the last respect to ensure that we provide a befitting funeral to His Excellency Dr. Sam Nujoma. We are encouraging that all airlines wishing to fly into and out of the Namibian airspace to adhere to those restrictions.
To South Africa now, where the EFF has called on the Government of National Unity to classify AfriForum and Solidarity as domestic terrorist organizations. This comes after the organizations allegedly wanted U.S. intervention in SA's domestic affairs. The party says the two organizations are acting treasonous by spreading misinformation and attempting to undermine the country's stability. EFF National Spokesperson Tembi Msane.
These racist right-wing organizations are asking a Western power to help them partition South Africa. These racist organizations will never leave South Africa. They exploit Africans for cheap disposable labor, enjoying the labor of the land acquired through violent dispossessions.
Meanwhile, one of Britain's chancellors, Rachel Reeves, says no UK companies have raised concerns about South Africa's Expropriation Act, despite potential sanctions from the United States. Reeves, who's attending the G20 meeting in South Africa, says the UK's focus is on expanding trade and investment with the country. And Hollywood actor Gene Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, and a family dog have been found dead at their home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Police say they do not suspect foul play, but the exact cause of death has not been determined. The 95-year-old former Marine appeared in more than 80 films and won an Oscar in 1971 for a leading role in The French Connection. He reflected on his career during an acceptance speech back in 2003 at the Golden Globes. Here it is.
I think it's all I ever wanted to do. So few people ever get what they really want in life. You give up a lot in terms of family. And I think you're always in North Africa or Spain or someplace. I fulfilled a lot of my dreams.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.